We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Brian Billick joins us now. You can see him on the NFL Network. Brian, welcome. How are you?
I am doing great, Mike, and I'm sorry to hear this our last. What, I chasing you off the air? You're just tired of talking to me?
Yeah, that's it. 30 years. It took 30 years to do it. Yes, this is my last official go-around, so you'll be sitting in with someone else after this. This has only been planned for about 40 months, but this is it. After 30 years of the same show at the same time for 30 straight years, I am departing.
I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited
Thank you.
The next phase of your life.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be on this last show.
Thank you very much. Let's touch the big game, especially the Pats and the Steelers, the game of the year this week. Does it matter to you at all that the Pats go in off the loss last night?
Not really. You know, all that showed was, like we've been talking about all year long, every team has got a hitch. Every team's got something that they have to overcome. This is a big game for Pittsburgh. They not only for home field, but if they can't beat New England at home in Pittsburgh, what makes them think they're going to have to be able to go on the road in the playoffs and beat them in Foxborough? So this is a big game.
Are you bolstered by the Pittsburgh comeback or more chastened by how bad their defense looked against the Ravens?
Well, you know, the Ravens have been playing better, and what I am chastened by is the fact that it looks like, and they're playing a dangerous game, looks like whether it's this week or last week against Cincinnati, that they play this game where it looks like Ben gets to the fourth quarter and says, okay, I've had enough. I'm taking this over. I mean, you look at the Cincinnati game, the last three series, 11 plays, 74 yards, 9 plays, 80 yards, 8 plays, 40 yards, and the last four series against Baltimore, 80 yards for a field goal, 67 yards for a touchdown, 70 yards for a touchdown, 55 yards for a field goal. It's like they mess around for three quarters and then go, okay, we got to get serious.
You know you can't cover your way to beating Brady. You can only beat him by pressuring him. That's it. That's how you beat him. He got uncomfortable last night. When he's uncomfortable, you got a chance. Now Gronk will be back, which is a key, but do you think the Steelers, with the personnel they have now and still missing Shazier, do you think that the Steelers can pressure them?
Well, they miss Shazier. They miss Hayden. That would have been a big couple steps to do just what you're talking about. The problem that Pittsburgh has with Brady is you just can't, as much as they love the zone blitz and that zone package, you got to change it up. You got to be able to go some man. You got to get him to hold the ball just a little bit. And then guys like Hayward and Watt have got to get home, like you said, get him off the mark. He's going to get the ball off quick. He's not going to take that hit. You got to get him to dump the ball early like we saw last night.
So do you think it's – I mean, the obvious look at this game, we're talking with Brian Billick, of course, is that the offenses would dominate. You think the offenses, even in December, will dominate this game?
I think they will, because both teams have been susceptible to giving up big plays, and we've seen that. We know what Brady can do. You can never underestimate him. The offense and the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they're on, when they're focused, when they're not forcing it, when they can keep balance, there's nobody that can stop them when they're in rhythm. They're at home. Ben tends to play well when they're at home. They've taken on a little bit of the New England-esque, hey, if we got to run it 40 times like they did when they beat Baltimore the first time, or we got to throw it 60 times like they did the other night, they could do either one.
No question about it. Interesting game. Now, a couple other interesting games here. One, Kansas City comes back with the big win finally last week, and now the Chargers keep revving up where they are. They're as hot as anybody in the AFC. Did Kansas City, with that comeback win last week against Oakland, show you enough that they're ready for this home game Saturday night against the Chargers, or is it Chargers in your mind?
Well, we've always known they're capable, whether it's the way they played early in the season, even on this late run. The key is, last time they played the Chargers, they forced turnover, and Kansas City couldn't get, or excuse me, I keep wanting to say San Diego.
Yeah, so do I. I've been saying it all year.
I know, couldn't get the running game cranked up. Now, Phillip Rivers is on a heck of a run. He hasn't thrown an interception in like six or seven games. They're playing really well offensively. If that Charger team can show up, if Kansas City can't get a turnover, then I like the Chargers' chances. But if Phillip Rivers has to force the ball down the field, he gets traded. He threw three interceptions in the first game. That's not going to hold up in Kansas City.
How do you feel that the Eagles can do now that they have to go it without their young star quarterback?
Yeah, boy, to see Deshaun Watson and now Carson Wentz go down, as fans, I hate to see that. I know Philly's distraught over it. They're still a pretty good football team. Are they a championship caliber? Can Nick Foles work that formula? He's a good, capable quarterback. But can they go on the road to Minnesota if they have to? Can they hold off, again, if they have to go to L.A., if Seattle comes calling? That's going to be the challenge. They're still a good defense. They can still run the ball. Nick Foles is very capable. Can he create those plays outside the design of the offense that Carson Wentz was creating? That's another question.
We've talked all year about this NFC South, 9-4, 9-4, 8-5. Now, New Orleans gets the Jets this week. That gets them to 10. Atlanta and Carolina have tougher schedules. Does the Saints get it because of the schedule, or do you think Atlanta or Carolina, of the three teams, which one do you favor? They might all make the playoffs. Which one do you think, going forward or even into the playoffs, which one of the three do you like the most?
Well, New Orleans, just for the reasons you laid out, Mike, that schedule, I think, works very well for them, and they're certainly proved capable of it. Carolina's the most susceptible to me, and it's a matter of Cam Newton. What kind of Cam Newton do we get? No reason to think you're not going to get a good Cam Newton. If he continues to have to run the ball for them to get their productivity, that's a bit problematic. Obviously, Atlanta has shown they're capable of being the Atlanta that we saw last year, but they seem to be week to week as well. So I think it's a toss-up. I do think we could end up with all three teams in the playoffs simply because of some of the heads-to-heads that they've had.
Green Bay has a tough schedule. They get Carolina, they get Minnesota, and they get Detroit to finish the season, but they also get Aaron Rodgers. Will they run the table with Aaron Rodgers?
They could. The thing I like about if Aaron Rodgers comes back, and Hundley's played better. I'm doing a piece on our show tomorrow on NFL Playbook at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays, showing some of the throws that Hundley's beginning to make that we've seen out of Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Aaron Rodgers. The anticipatory throws in some areas that he has missed it, primarily to Jordy Nelson. The thing I like about Green Bay, if Rodgers comes back, they have gotten better in other areas because they had to survive in the running game, in the defense. Well, if that better part of their game has stepped up and now you get Aaron Rodgers back, even a rusty Aaron Rodgers, I like their odds.
How about the lift Garoppolo's already given the Niners? Go in there at 1-10 and win two straight road games. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, what a great place for them to be to know, okay, yeah, we're not going anywhere this year, but we know we have our quarterback.
Yep.
And we've talked about it many times. In this league, you're either a team that has a quarterback or you don't. Well, now, even with only two wins, three wins, they're a team that knows we got our quarterback. So now we don't have to worry about the quarterback derby. It's going to come out in the draft. We can address the other needs. We know where this is a franchise going forward. That's a good place to be for San Francisco.
Absolutely. I mean, he's going to get a bundle of money, but he's worth it. I mean, he's earned it. They're not going to let him go free. If he goes free agency, he'd get a fortune. They know that. They're going to get him, and then they can trade the pick if they want and pick up their two again by trading down for someone who wants a quarterback. But they're in a very good position. That's going to turn out to be a very good trade for them.
Yeah, and they're going to have to give him one of those $100 million-plus contracts.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Yeah, no question.
And,
yep.
And it's always nervous when you give it to a guy that short a resume, but what are the other options? So you do it.
Yeah, how about Cutler? Cutler looked good last night. I tell you, when Cutler's on, when he's on, you know he can throw it with anybody. When he's got his head in the game, he could be tough.
Well, and I've made the comparison before, and I don't mean to kill him with it, but he's Jeff George.
Yeah, he is.
The time that Jeff George is absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
Can he sustain it? It sounds like maybe he wants to keep playing. Be interesting for Miami if they want to go forward, knowing that Tannehill's coming back. how they, you know, what they believe in Tannehill versus a Jay Cutler.
Yeah, and Jacksonville, you know, they you keep hearing rumblings about Bortles. I wonder how Bortles feels about his future there, because everyone seems to think that the team just needs to replace him. Now, he's had his moments that good, his moments bad. That Jacksonville team has made a lot of strides, though, overall.
Yeah, he's going to have an opportunity. He can play himself right into one of those contracts because they're playing great defense. They're running the ball. He looked very good the other night. So now it's just a matter of, okay, if you can keep this going, particularly against the better defenses, then you can make your own future.
What team you've seen problems? You've seen the Rams win and lose. You've seen Minnesota win and lose. You've seen Eagles lose their quarterback. You've seen all the NFC Central South stuff. One team jump out at you at all in the NFC right now that you would like over the others?
You know, just, and you know, obviously injury will change it as it has with Philadelphia. I think still think the Minnesota Vikings, if indeed they hold on to home field advantage, all the way through the Super Bowl, this team, the way it's built, there's no reason to think Case Keenum's going to blink. Maybe he does. We'll see when he gets in the big game. We've seen this niche with everybody. But I think with that defense, home field advantage, the combination they have, I still think Minnesota, if you have to bet on a team, I'd be betting on them.
And there's not a third team in the AFC, let's be honest. This year, that's a two-horse race.
It is. It should be. Although, like I said, you never know. Some things change in the defense in Jacksonville. If all of a sudden the Bortles plays better, I'm not sure Tennessee, Marcus Mariota, that defense is questionable. Baltimore is just, they just don't have the guns. They'll make the playoffs because their schedule, but can they go on the road and do it? We've seen what goes on with Kansas City. San Diego's kind of the darling. That would probably be the one team in the AFC. The defense, the way they're playing, and with Phillip Rivers and the way he's playing. This, if they go in and beat Kansas City in Kansas City, that would be a team that you want to keep your eye on them.
Yeah, I agree. They have the pass rush, and they have a guy like Bosa. They have their quarterback. They probably have the most weapons of any of the other teams in the conference. They probably do.
Yeah, what Keenan Allen's doing is spectacular. Like I said, you want to size up the playoff field. Who has the best defense combined with the best quarterback in the AFC? You obviously, there's questions about New England, Pittsburgh because of the injuries, because you're talking about Brady, you're talking about Roethlisberger. Rivers, who could very well be a Hall of Famer, you know, debatable. But with that defense, that combination, defense and quarterback, you might have to look at San Diego or the Chargers.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks, Brian. Very much enjoyed it. Thank you.
Mike, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Coach. All right. SeatGeek brings you Brian Billick. And remember, all you have to do to get the $20 off your first purchase, just download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code B-I-L-L-I-C-K today. That's promo code Billick for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. See it live with SeatGeek. Right seat, right now, right from your phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.